Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're doing a deep dive today, and this time we're going to be looking at quantum storytelling with David Boshe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we've got some excerpts from his writing, and pretty fascinating stuff.
Cool.
It really gets into how our stories kind of shape our reality, and even how they impact, the world around us.
It's really interesting how he uses his own personal stories in there too, right? Like, he doesn't just talk about these abstract ideas.
Yeah.
He really connects them to real life.
Absolutely. And one of the things that really stood out to me was his claim that he can change lives in just 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, 20 minutes, huh?
By helping people connect with what he calls their heart stories. These kind of emotionally charged narratives that can really help us overcome our limitations.
Right. And it's not just about positive stories either, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he talks about how we all have these stuck stories.
Yeah, yeah.
These narratives from our past that hold us back,
mm-hmm.
often rooted in trauma or, difficult experiences.
And he uses examples from his own life too.
You know,
like his time in Vietnam and things like that.
Yeah.
To show how they can make you feel trapped.
He goes even further with that though. And he says that these stuck stories can create what he calls story filters.
Oh, really?
Which are basically mental blocks that prevent us from seeing things clearly.
Okay.
He even suggests that these filters limit our understanding of the world to like a tiny fraction.
A tiny fraction?
Like 0.1%.
Oh, wow.
Of the information that's actually out there.
0.1%? Is that possible?
I know it sounds extreme, right?
It does sound like a very small amount.
But think about it this way.
Okay.
How often do we miss opportunities?
Yeah.
Or misinterpret situations?
Sure.
Because we're looking at them through, the lens of our past.
Yeah, no, I totally see that. I mean, those filters can be incredibly powerful.
Right, and so if these filters are holding us back, how do we break free?
Yeah, how do we break free?
Boshe talks about this idea of in thinking as a way to kind of expand our awareness beyond just our typical five senses.
So more than just seeing and hearing and all that.
Exactly. He says we actually have seven senses.
Seven.
Including things like body awareness and balance.
Oh, interesting.
And by engaging all of them, we can actually process information on a much deeper level.
So it's like we're tapping into something more than just our basic perception.
Right.
Like we're expanding our consciousness or something.
Exactly. And you know what it reminds me of?
What's that?
That movie Lucy.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
Where she unlocks like a greater percentage of her brain power.
Right. Right. She knew all those crazy things.
Yeah. And Boshe seems to believe that we all have this untapped potential. But unlocking it requires us to think differently and to engage with the world in a totally different way.
So it's not just about, like, reading a self-help book.
Right.
It's about changing our whole approach to life.
Exactly. So the question is, how do we actually do that?
Yeah. How do we access that deeper level of understanding?
Well, Boshe says that this is where those heart stories come back into play.
Okay.
He argues that they're not just, feel-good tales.
Hmm.
They're powerful tools for transformation.
I can see that.
By connecting with these authentic narratives, we can start to shift our perspective, challenge our beliefs, and even rewrite those stories that are holding us back.
It's like we're taking control of our own narrative instead of letting it control us.
Absolutely. And get this, he even recommends using technology like ChatGPT.
What, ChatGPT?
Yeah, as a self-coaching tool.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
I know, right? Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Asking AI to help us uncover our deepest stories.
But it kind of makes sense when you think about it, right? Yeah. Like those prompts can help us explore our past in new ways.
Right. It's like this really fascinating blend of ancient storytelling wisdom.
Right.
And modern technology.
Yeah.
And what's really powerful is that this approach isn't just about, individual growth.
Mm-hmm.
Boshe suggests that these principles can actually be applied to some of the biggest challenges we face as a society.
So, like, what kind of challenges?
Well, he talks about how quantum storytelling can help us bridge divides and foster a deeper understanding.
Oh, wow.
Between people with different perspectives.
That's a big claim.
It is. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I think it's important to understand how Boshe himself arrived at these ideas.
Okay.
He's really open about his own personal struggles with addiction and PTSD.
Wow.
Yeah. And he frames them as examples of how those stuck stories can really take root in our lives.
So he's not just talking the talk.
Right.
He's walking the walk.
Yeah, he shares some pretty vivid anecdotes, too.
Like what?
Like how he quit alcohol while watching the O.J. Simpson chase.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And kicked his smoking habit in Vietnam.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's clear that these experiences really shaped his understanding of how our past influences our present and future.
Right, because it's all connected, right?
His struggles, his theories, his belief in the power of stories.
Exactly. And he even talks about his childhood.
Oh, yeah.
Which was pretty challenging.
What happened?
He had some pretty difficult experiences with his mother.
Oh, wow.
It makes you wonder how much of our own stuck stories are influencing how we see the world.
Right. It really does make you think, like, how much are we missing out on because of those filters?
Yeah, exactly. And are we letting those stories define us?
That's a good question.
Or can we rewrite them?
And if we can, how do we do it?
That's what we're going to explore today.
Okay, I'm ready.
Awesome.
Let's dive in.
It's interesting how he brings in, like, the bigger picture, too.
Mm.
You know, he doesn't just focus on personal growth. He talks about using quantum storytelling to address, like, societal challenges, too. Like, he talks about how polarized everything is right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like everyone's stuck in their own echo chambers.
Exactly.
It's hard to have a real conversation with anyone who disagrees with you.
Right, and Bogé thinks that quantum storytelling can help with that. Yeah, he believes it can help us bridge those divides and foster, like, a deeper understanding.
It's interesting.
Instead of just arguing and trying to prove each other wrong.
Right.
What if we actually tried to understand each other's heart stories, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that would require a lot of empathy, though.
It would, but Bogé thinks it's possible. He even goes so far as to say that quantum storytelling could play a role in addressing global challenges like climate change.
Wow.
And economic inequality.
So he's thinking really big picture.
He is. It's a pretty bold idea.
It is.
But it makes you think, right?
It does.
If we can shift our own narratives, maybe we can start to shift the collective narrative too.
Right. It's like we're all connected somehow.
Exactly. And our individual stories are part of this much larger story.
That's a cool way to think about it.
Right.
Okay. So let's go back to those heart stories for a second.
Okay.
You mentioned how they can be transformative.
Yeah. Bogé uses this example from his own life.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
About how he overcame his fear of flying.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he was afraid of flying.
Yeah. He worked with a coach to figure out what was at the root of it.
And what was it?
It actually traced back to a childhood trauma related to water.
Really?
Yeah. So it wasn't just about flying. It was about something much deeper.
Like a fear of losing control or something.
Exactly. And once he realized that, he was able to shift his perspective and overcome his fear.
So it's about understanding the underlying story.
Right.
The deeper narrative that is driving our behavior.
Yeah. And Bogé provides some tools to help us do that, too.
Oh, what?
Remember how he talked about using ChatGPT as a self-coaching tool?
Yeah.
He gives some prompts we can use to explore our own stories.
Really?
Yeah, and challenge our beliefs.
That's interesting.
It's like having a personal storytelling coach right in our pockets.
Yeah, and he even suggests that we can use these tools to understand the stories of others, too.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Imagine using those prompts to have a conversation with someone who has completely different views than you. What if we could actually listen to each other's stories?
And empathize with each other.
Right, even if we don't agree.
That would be huge.
It would.
Especially in today's world.
Yeah, it's like Bogé is offering us this whole new way of relating to each other.
He is, and it all comes back to those heart stories.
Those heart stories.
Yeah, the stories that connect us on a deeper level.
Right, it's not just about facts and logic.
Right, it's about emotions and experiences.
Yes.
And the things that make us human.
Exactly.
And Bogé believes that by tapping into those stories,
yeah,
we can create a more harmonious world.
That's a beautiful vision.
It is. But he doesn't shy away from the darker side of things either.
What do you mean?
Remember how we talked about his struggles with addiction and PTSD?
Oh, yeah.
He uses those experiences to show how stuck stories can really take hold.
Right, and how those stories can keep us trapped in negative patterns.
Exactly. But he also offers a way out.
Yeah, how?
Through awareness and the right tools.
So he's not just saying that we're all doomed.
No, he's saying that even the most deeply ingrained patterns can be changed.
That's a hopeful message.
It is, and it's something we can all relate to on some level, right?
Yeah, I mean, we all have our own stuck stories.
Right, the question is, are we going to let them define us?
Or are we going to rewrite them?
Exactly. Yeah, it all connects somehow, right? It's not just a random collection of ideas. It's like a whole system.
Yeah. He's got this, like, overarching vision, you know? It's about the individual and the collective.
And that's what I keep coming back to, like, that idea that our personal growth is somehow tied to creating a better world.
Right. It's not one or the other. It's both.
Exactly. And Bogé believes that by facing our own those stuck stories we talked about,
yeah,
and those story filters,
mm-hmm.
we can actually become more effective change makers.
Okay. I could see that.
Makes you wonder though, right?
What?
If we're all walking around with these limiting beliefs,
yeah,
how can we create the kind of future we want?
That's a good question.
Right, and that's where Bogé says those heart stories come in.
Okay.
He believes they have this power to unlock potential,
mm-hmm.
not just for ourselves, but for, like, everyone.
Interesting.
He even uses this phrase, like, quantum energy field.
Quantum energy field.
Yeah, to describe what happens when we connect with those authentic narratives.
Oh, okay, right. That sounds kind of out there.
It does a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think what he's getting at is that these stories can resonate on a really deep level and connect us to something bigger than ourselves.
Like a collective unconscious or something.
Right. And you know what it reminds me of again?
What?
That movie Lucy.
Oh, yeah.
Where she unlocks all that brain power.
Right. And she can do all those amazing things.
Yeah. And Bogé thinks we all have that potential.
Hmm.
It's just a matter of accessing it.
So it's like we're all superheroes in disguise.
Right.
Just waiting to be activated.
And I think that's what makes Bogé's work so relevant today.
Yeah.
You know, he's not just talking about theories.
Mm.
He's giving us a way to navigate all this complexity.
Like a roadmap.
Exactly. And he's not sugarcoating things either.
Right. He doesn't shy away from the challenges.
He talks about the political polarization.
Yeah.
The climate change,
mm-hmm.
the economic stuff.
It can feel overwhelming sometimes.
It can, but he doesn't leave us in despair.
No.
He offers a different perspective.
What's that?
He says, we have a choice.
Okay.
We can react to these challenges with fear,
mm.
or we can respond with courage and creativity.
That's powerful.
Right. And he gives us some tools to help us do that.
Like what?
Well, remember how we talked about ChatGPT?
Yeah.
He provides these prompts we can use
okay.
to uncover our limiting beliefs
mm-hmm.
and to understand the stories of others.
Right.
And he also emphasizes the importance of making, like, bets on the future.
Just on the future.
Yeah, like thinking strategically
okay.
and developing plans that align with our values.
So it's about taking action.
Yeah. It's about becoming conscious creators of our reality.
And not just passive observers.
Right. He wants us to move beyond just sense making.
Okay.
To what he calls in thinking.
In thinking.
Yeah. It's about engaging all of our senses,
mm-hmm.
our intuition, our hearts, our minds.
Wow. That's a lot to think about.
It is. But I think it's worth it.
I agree.
You know, we've been given this incredible framework.
Yeah.
For understanding ourselves and the world.
And Bogé reminds us that we're all storytellers.
Right.
And that our stories matter.
They do.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up, I'm left feeling this sense of possibility.
Me too.
But also responsibility.
Yeah.
Like we've been given this gift.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's up to us to use it wisely.
So what's your story going to be?
Yeah. What kind of world do you want to create? Those are the questions Bogé leaves us with.
They're good questions.
They are. And I think they're worth pondering.
I think so too. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into quantum storytelling with David Bogé.
We hope you enjoyed it. And we hope it's inspired you to think about the power of your own story and the impact you can have on the world. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep telling your story.